Okay, so
wasting our time. We missed a moment to talk about Bob. Go back. Put it in the archives.
Okay, Barbara again. You know, there's a trend or a theme in Barbara. She's the one who's the most paranoid. Barbara out in California. She's always bringing up the earthquakes and tsunamis and this and that. So here's Barbara again. Did you already describe what H197 is? If not, will you please describe it and what the effects and or affects or affects are on the human creators, beasts, war, air, and plants? Thanks, Barb. Ian, can you answer that?
Okay. H197 is an isotope of hydrogen. When an isotope is not a stable molecule. But once your winds blow, as you all are enjoying now, as your winds blow, it actually changes the Earth's atmosphere to usher in a new heaven and a new earth, okay? And it's some from inside out, outside in. It's both. And so the outcome is for those in the ascending and ascension process, it will become more and more and more and more and more pleasantly delicious.
Yeah, note, I said Escher.
It will become, when H197 as an isotope becomes stabilized and becomes a whole new molecule, then you're going to have something. Then, hey, Carolyn, then we like Bonnie Raitt. We'll give them something to talk about then.
That's C-H-E-R. That's a very important reference to the angel diagram.
That's a pretty word, Bob.
In Revelation.
In Revelation chapter 23. Mm. The secret
stuff.
You know, this has never happened before. I mean, no one's ever analyzed a celebrity's death as they were dying, gauging and doing the barometer on them. Do you realize how incredible this is, James? Just for entertainment value, of course.
There are no rules.
There's,
I can't wait to see what's going to play next.
And
all right, stand by for a commercial break.
Time is only 12 seconds left.